Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The only podcast that tracks its feelings in Pro Tools. This is Podcast Envy. And now here's Bacon, Tim, and Brian.
It's Podcast Envy.
Yeah, baby. Did you hit record?
I did hit record. Okay. Thanks for saying that on the mic. Episode number 224. Thanks, Tim.
Is that a question?
It was a question. I looked at you and you were like, I was like, okay.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it.
So before we kick things off, let's do some listener feedback.
My favorite segment.
Love it. Is Jamie back?
No.
Damn.
But the
Marcus?
No.
He must love the banter.
They're good though.
Okay.
Okay.
That you can tell they've been listening.
Okay.
So the first one is Dear Podcast Envy. I seem to remember you guys promising to do an episode with the video of Tim and Brian singing in high school. What's the deal with that?
Oh. Is that from David Sparrow?
No. From a guy named Dan.
Okay.
And he also says,
what is the deal with that?
I guess all we have to do is just book your brother again and tell him to bring
I'm sure he's got the tapes.
Yeah, I definitely don't have video.
Okay.
It's all in the memory banks.
He also says, when's the live show?
Oh.
Yeah.
Working on it.
We
got to do that.
I think early 2026, yeah.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable.
That's where it's looking right now. It was going to be this fall, but circumstances arose that made it impossible. We'll get it out there.
Yep.
I think a live show would be a lot of fun.
For our Spanish listeners, imposible.
Sí.
Yeah.
Muy bien. The second one, Dear Podcast Envy, writing to tell you that last year, Bacon mentioned an Instagram account that he follows that does Spooky Lake Month in October. I followed that account at his suggestion, and it really hits. Spooky Lake Month is a fascinating thing, and thanks for the recommendation. Sincerely, Jake.
I don't remember talking about that.
Is he from State Farm?
Was I awake? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about like things you're into lately, I think, and I mentioned it. It was like last October, probably, because she does it in October.
Right.
I highly recommend. She's at Geodesaurus. She knows about spooky stuff that happens in water, bodies of water. Like, and then she'll rate
like
whatever happens.
Over the...
No, it's like people dying. You know, like there's this one place in South America that is like a bunch of rocks from an erupted volcano, and it created a pool in the middle of the rocks. People jump into it, but it goes up and down with the tide. So if you're in there swimming around and the tide goes out, bye-bye. You get swept out with the tide. And people still swim there, even though it's illegal. But like stories like that, stories about water that's become dangerous because of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so really interesting. And it's fun. The way she does it is just, it's interesting, entertaining, and it's fun.
So is she on video talking about these stories or what?
So it's like one of those things where she's in front of a green screen and she kind of pops up in the bottom corner, but like the infographics behind her kind of like explain as she's going on. And she does like really funny graphics, like good soup whenever there's like a bubbling water. It's just, it's good fun.
How long are the videos?
They're like 30 seconds.
Oh, so they're
reels.
They're reels. Yeah, you can go through pretty
quick. TikToks.
Yeah. I sent him a video. He goes, I don't have TikTok. It's like, okay.
I refuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. Thank you, Jake, for following my advice.
Look at that.
Checking it out,
yeah. Nice. I can't recommend it enough. It's definitely worth the time.
Cool. Especially during this time of year.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can recommend?
You know what I can recommend? I can recommend that you go to oldglory.com. Use the discount code podcast envy.
Envy. 15% off.
15% off.
Yeah,
you got
baby.
All kinds of music gear. You got all kinds of sports gear. But, you know, you guys saw today the t-shirt that I have.
We do we're have
gonna,
a new t-shirt.
Yeah, we're going to open up a store, and you can buy the t-shirts individually if you'd like, or you can buy them in bulk if you want to.
Heck yeah.
Just in time for our 2-year anniversary.
That's and right. for the holidays.
And for the holidays.
They make great right. gifts.
That's right.
Stocking stuffers and whatnot.
Yeah. Give the gift of podcast envy.
Yeah.
We are a gift.
And that's true. In your ear holes. Twice a month.
That's right.
All right. So we have something special today.
Ooh.
And I prepared something special to bring it up.
Okay.
Here it comes.
King shit.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest today, guys. Another one of our awesome, interesting interviews in our interview series. We're joined today by a fellow music enthusiast and songwriter. You can hear the song Hulu and Do You, co-written with our own Brian Johnson, wherever you stream your music. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest, Matt King.
Yeah!
What's up, guys?
How What's up, bro? Better now.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, you're the first one that got like really cool intro music.
That's awesome.
I'm honored, honestly.
Bacon steps it up every time.
I love it.
Something special for you. I was like, wasn't sure what to expect, but that was even better than I thought it could
nice.
Be.
Nice.
King shit.
I got to fit that ludicrous thing in there.
Yep.
I had to do it.
Isn't that also a part of Coming to America? Or
it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I cut out the beginning and end parts. Yeah.
It only gets better, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I just.
Here it is.
Yeah. So welcome to the show, Matt. It's really good
thank
to
you,
have you
thank
here.
Thank you.
Are we just diving in?
Yeah, we can dive right in.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
Yeah.
First off, how dare you?
It's literally on the list.
That's hilarious.
It's at the top.
I'm not surprised, honestly.
Bacon brought up that you co-wrote Hulu and Do You.
That is
there
correct.
We go.
Where did that start?
All right. So COVID times, me and Brian were having a great time. Not much was going on. The world was just locked away.
Mm-hmm.
And every day we would just meet at his house.
With masks on.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course. Six feet apart.
6 feet apart.
Right.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We followed the guidelines, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Playing video games, playing music, messing around, listening to the weirdest crap you could think of. But we would just start jamming sometimes. And we started coming up with these weird ideas. They're like, you know what would be funny is if... you know, they got a song about this, got this. I was like, what about that? We were like, talk about Netflix and chill, Disney mm-hmm. Plus and Thrust. So it was like a whole thing. And then we were like, what about Hulu and Do You? And then we just kind of just rolled with it. It was like an idea. I talked to Brian about it. And then all of a sudden he just, it would happen one day. He's like, you know, go on a run real quick. He comes back. Like, I remember the text. And he's just like, dude, I got it. I wrote this all out. Like on his run, like he run for like an hour, comes back and he's like, dude, I got all these ideas. You got to listen to this right now. And he just shows me what he jot down. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, let's roll with that. And so we started working on the music.
That was a time when we were listening to a lot. You have obsessed for a long time with Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think the
Bacon
joins
me on that one.
Yeah, dude, they're so good.
Hell yeah.
So there was a lot of ideas that we kind of threw around in that space. And this was, I think, the first one that just really hit from like start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
one of those like when you're in the flow and like the magic in the bottle happens. And
Yeah. It's true. I mean, in a lot of the songs that I've written or even that we've put together, like we'll have an idea or, you know, even you and me, Tim.
Yep.
You just have an idea and you just kind of flesh it out. And if it's a really good idea and the words are just connecting quickly, then it just kind of writes itself in like an afternoon
mm-hmm.
or an evening. But yeah, sometimes you just have the right idea. Even in the studio, when Matt and I were recording it, we recorded that time out of, Innovation Station based out of, Annandale with Dave Mallon. But we were just sitting there just trying to piece it together, and Dave was great, and we already had a lot of ideas of all the ad libs and stuff that we wanted to throw in there.
Yeah,
but yeah. Anyway,
it's such a fun time writing it. It was great in the studio. Just
dude, it's amazing.
So much fun.
We had all the freedom in the world, right, to do whatever we wanted, and all the other songs that we never finished, but they're still there.
More to come.
All we got
to
do, I know.
Yeah.
So many. We'll get into that in a few.
Unlimited power now.
Yeah. Exactly.
So is that the first song that you've written and it's kind of come to completion as an actual recorded song?
I wouldn't say the first one, because the first one that happened was when Brian was writing a tribute to his friend who had passed. It was coming up on the year mark, the anniversary of him passing. And
everything and all.
We had met together at Red Rocks. We were having a drink.
As usual.
And at the end, he was like, hey, I have a song that he was like telling me the idea. And he was like, I'm really trying to figure out the music for it. And we were just like, well, let's just meet up at your house afterwards, go there, have a drink, try to see if we can figure it out.
It was almost instant.
Yeah.
And you wrote the first line.
Yeah. And he was like, this is what I have. And he was like singing it for me. How he
I think I had the chorus.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, all right, well, I have a song I've been working on, kind of a riff in my head. And then I was like, why don't we try this? And it just kind of like synced immediately.
Yep.
And then after that, we just kept flowing. And then, what was it, like a week or so later, we were in the studio working on it together.
Yeah.
All of us, actually. Well, we were all in the studio together for that.
That's Bacon a jam.
And Bernardo.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do remember that.
That's a great song.
But you've written stuff too, because I think there were a few times either before COVID or just after COVID where I had a solo show and you came up and you sang like one or two songs of your own. I mean, you've been writing for a long time.
Yeah, I really enjoy writing music. It's I've kind of fallen off a little bit recently, but
you sold your guitar, so
Well, I got another one now.
Yeah, he's back.
We're back, baby.
Nice. What'd you get?
Actually, this was given to me as a gift. I think I told you about this, Brian. So I had a regular mine where I was working.
Matt's not a hooker, by the way. He works in the hospitality industry.
Yeah. It's all basically the same thing.
Yeah,
depending on the job.
Yeah.
It was my old music teacher from high school, like middle school and high school. I hadn't seen her in so long. But she came into the restaurant. I was taking care of her. I had met her husband once or twice before, but it had been a very long time. And he came down, sat down. We were just talking about music, all that.
They were like, you should come see our boat.
He was
like,
what kind of guitar do you have? And I explained to him that I recently had sold my guitar. And he was like, oh, you still don't have one anymore? And I was like, no, unfortunately, I don't. And it was like 2 weeks later, they come in again. And he comes in. He's like, hey, I think someone left something up front. You should check it out. I was like, what? Up front, there's a guitar and a case.
No way.
Up front, gifted me. He was like, yeah, I have a lot of these. This was just one of the ones that I had sitting around. He was like, I think you might have some good use to it. And that's he amazing. Gave it to me as a gift.
That's awesome.
He's like, just keep writing music.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome. It's a Epiphone. Like I said, I've been trying to break it in more recently again, getting back into that space. But yeah, no, that was amazing. I did not expect that to happen, but it was really cool.
What are, when you write songs, do you write just strictly off of personal experience and let that guide you? Or do you have, cause I know the way that we interact when, you know, we've done projects together, but for yourself, do you think it's based off of a certain genre every time? You know, is it pretty consistent, or do the lyrics or the chords or tunes come to you like more country or more pop? Or
It's a little all over the place, honestly. It's kind of like what I'm feeling in the moment. I've listened to pretty much everything. Very, very eclectic taste. It's all over the spot, or everywhere. But I'd say it just, like I said, depends what I'm feeling today. Because I've written so many ones. Like, there's songs that I don't think I can sing, but I'll try it and like I'll just roll with it and I'll have it written a certain way in my head and I will do my best to sing it. As I'm writing everything going along, and then the music just kind of happens as well. I just mess around the guitar, hear a note, and it just kind of builds from there when I do it.
Like maybe those are the songs that you write and then you give to Justin Bieber or Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Hey, Brian, I got a song for you.
Nice. Yeah, that works too. Nice.
And you know, I have a clip of Everything and All here.
That's Bacon on the drums, by the way. Yeah. Buddy Spear on the guitar, Bernardo on bass. I think he did the strings. Buddy did the strings arrangement too.
For that part, they just played with the bump, bump, bump. I remember the direction that Buddy gave me for that part.
Yeah. Oh, that cymbal crash.
I've listened to that song randomly Like if I need a good cry, like on a drive right. somewhere, you know, just crank it.
Yeah. With the success of Hulu and Do You, will there be a Hulu and Do You part two?
Ooh. Hulu and Did You.
Right. Like, I mean, COVID's over.
I want a Hulu
and Do You again.
Do
yeah,
you
there you go.
Yeah. Right. Because remember, Usher had like Confessions and then yeah. Confessions part two.
Hulu and Do It
Is
some
there
more.
A part yeah. two where maybe she more. Comes back?
I love that. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Bacon, you can actually on the most updated, you know, news on Hulu.
Yeah.
We're working through editing the music video that That's was right. recorded like
three years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we had two dates that we recorded. It was once in September and once in November. And the reason why we had to do it again.
Travesty.
Yeah. Because the camera settings weren't optimal
yeah.
for the second half of the recording. The first time. So we brought it back, did it again. Anyway, so Bacon, where are we at with that?
Brian and I sat down a couple weeks ago and kind of went through the first cut, my first draft of the video. He gave me some ideas that he wanted to incorporate. So we're kind of like in the in between of him telling me and me doing.
The guitar solo is fantastic yeah. with the wind blowing. The moment, I think there's a moment where, do I rip his shirt open? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I rip your shirt open and he zooms in that moment when it, and it almost like happens in slow motion and then it like pulls back.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like 90% there. It's really close.
Yeah.
Like what you're hearing? Like and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking news.
Leading into upcoming projects. The docket right now is wide open, but the office remodel that I've been working on
yes.
For the last, 4 months mm-hmm. now is finally done as of today.
Wow.
As
yeah,
of
it was
today.
Supposed to be like a week. You're like, hey, let me, you know, I'm going out of town 2 weeks know, tops. It'll right? be done. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Four
yeah.
months later.
Wow. It's Azure almost Vox ready. Studio.
Yeah. Never, yeah
exactly. It's a beautiful nice. Space. It looks really nice.
Dude, it's incredible.
Built in. It's beautiful.
There's still a lot of random stuff that needs to be worked out, but I spent all day today just running cables behind the walls.
That's so the fun part.
Yeah. Sure. You know, there is this cool gadget that I got on Amazon
okay.
for $25. And for anyone that does work like that, where you're running cables behind walls.
Is it for him and her?
It can be, actually. I mean, if you want to do some colonoscopies at home.
Oh, my. So, is that why you have a Band-Aid on your thumb?
No. That's why there's a bed in the room.
That's a different story. All together.
Awkward.
That was really
This is actually... I probably need stitches.
I did think, real quick, of a new opportunity for Brian.
Okay.
For merchandise?
Yes.
How about an Azure box cutter?
Ooh.
See, how about that, right?
You know,
that's pretty good.
Thank you.
I like it.
Breaking news.
The Azure box cutter.
So come on down to my website.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a dull knife. It won't open shit. Hey, but you keep your thumbs okay. He gives it two thumbs up.
It's just a spoon. Yeah. It's like a retractable spoon.
It's just the other side of the butter knife, yeah. the handle.
Just make the casing like really hard to open. Like, I wish I had a box cutter open up this box cutter box.
Damn it. yeah, that was rough today.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to laugh at
it. It was a mess.
No, I didn't notice that until just now.
If I take this off, my skin is still actually split like this.
No, I didn't feel
so we're going to keep that on.
It's almost like what I did with mine earlier this year. That was bad.
So when did you start playing the guitar? How old?
So I learned to play guitar, I think I was 17.
Okay.
I had a guitar that my grandmother had bought me, like randomly, like QVC, something like that. It was an Esteban guitar.
QVC Esteban guitar?
No way.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
Oof.
But yeah, she was like, I bought you the guitar. It took me forever to actually finally play it. Probably was about a year after I finally had it. But I started showing an interest, like wanting to actually learn how to play. And then...
Was it nylon string?
Yeah, it was a nylon string. And then she, like a year later, got me another Esteban guitar, but this one was like regular acoustic. I'm like, well, nice. Grandma, thank you so very much. At least she's consistent.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Staying up late watching the QVC.
Yeah. Three easy payments.
There's only six left.
Yeah, but yeah, I started like teaching myself through YouTube.
Yeah.
Just one of like a song that I wanted to know at the time, just learning the chords, doing from there. And then after that, just started watching more videos, and then I had a grasp for what the chords were.
Yeah.
And just started playing more and more, and then I tried like writing my own stuff, and yeah.
Nice.
Why was it, because it was gifted to you, and that's when you started? Because I know you could sing also. Yeah. For anyone who has gone to karaoke with Matt, he could fucking sing.
Oh, yeah.
So did you sing before you played, or was that kind of around 17 was when you were like, oh, I'm going to try to, you know, make this a thing? I definitely sang
before I played. I mean, like I said earlier, talking about my old choir teacher, like that was well before I even got the guitar. But I've always always loved music, always loved singing. And yeah, then I was like, why don't I just start learning how to play? I can sing these songs that I love so much, and it just kind of kept growing from there.
What was do you remember the first song that you
first song I learned was I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab Q.
Oh, of course.
That's a good song to learn.
There's that, and then there was
Love of Mine.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Right.
I sing that to you every night.
Oh, that wasn't a joke. Sorry.
What the hell? Like,
come on.
You were the sharing one that goes, a tender moment.
I did not mean to lighten the mood. I apologize. Oh.
Boobies and butts. I like them so much.
And we're back.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So what was the, like when I remember being a teenager and like finally having my own money and buying my first albums and stuff, what was the first album you bought or the first? I don't know if that's something that sticks out for me. I remember the first album I bought. It was Patsy Cline.
Really?
Yeah.
Patsy Cline.
Was that the only one you could afford at the time? Or?
No, it was one of those Columbia House.
Oh yeah.
10 CDs for $10, but he was the first one I checked off on the form.
Funny enough, one of the first CDs I bought for myself was Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent. That was one of the first albums I bought for myself.
Great album.
My uncle pirated a lot of music and burned a lot of CDs when I was younger, so I didn't really have to buy music, but I was like, hey, this is what I would listen to. You're like, yeah, don't waste your money, and then just like, here you go.
And every song is like a different volume.
DJ K, slice.
Weird ad libs in the middle of the song, but it was great. I got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I always had like new music, and that was kind of how my love for music kept growing too, because it would be like a new every week. Here you go. Here's like 12 random tracks on this one.
Awesome.
And just kept giving them to me, and I would just stack them up, and that's kind of how it just kept going and going and going for me.
That's awesome.
For music. So I didn't really buy too many CDs and albums when I was younger, just because I didn't have to. And then after that, all the burnt music I had was just on my computer.
Yeah.
So I could listen to it whenever I wanted to.
Yep. Yeah. See, when I was coming up, there was still CDs and there was no internet. So
listen here, Sonny.
Let me tell you about Patsy Cline.
Second CD I bought was the Cranberries.
I
don't remember the name of the album, but it was the one that had Zombie on it.
Probably Zombie.
Yeah. Probably. But it's not about me. It's about Matt.
What I've just didn't they do curiosity?
Did they also do Linger?
That did you have to?
Yeah.
Did you have to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. What about you?
I thought it was Do You Have To?
That's fine.
I could be wrong.
He's
there's Patsy nothing Cline. I like more than being corrected. So thank you.
I just wanted to do it in front of everybody.
Yeah. I'm in my place now. Thank you.
Mail it in.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Some fucking dick.
You said it though, right?
He's the guy with the buttons.
Yeah.
Or is he?
Sorry, Tim, go ahead.
I think Phil Collins. I'm trying to remember which CD it was, but I think that
Tarzan soundtrack, obviously.
Yeah, you'll be in my heart.
There you go.
Did I get that right, Matt?
No, you got that one right.
Yes.
Continue. Yep. Continue.
What about you, B?
The first album I bought?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's, I think, a few different ones that come to mind. I don't remember my exact first. I'm trying to think. Tapes were probably my first. And if I had to guess, probably Mozart.
Really?
Yeah. Or, I can picture the cover, but I can't think of the name. Mozart, Beethoven, and then there was another one. Yeah. Lame, right?
No, we weren't laughing at that.
We're just
laughing at we didn't realize that.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted, honestly. That's not what I expected at all.
Yeah.
Here classical we are talking. Music.
Yeah.
But then I'm pretty sure
try something.
I do have Phil Collins. It's the black.
I think it's No Jacket Required.
Yeah.
I think that's
the one.
Yeah.
Beach Boys, Still Cruising.
What track number was this?
I don't know. I was probably asleep by the time this one hit. I used to listen, so my ADHD was strong when I was young. Was?
When you were young?
Yeah, it's still it's more like, manageable what? Now.
Right.
I can drink now. But back then, there like my mind would be racing when it was time to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'd be up until like I would start to panic at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, holy shit, I got to get up in like 4 hours for school. Yeah. Probably classical music, if I had to guess.
Wow. That's cool. Look at you.
Here we are.
Huh. Is there a particular like genre that you find most appealing, or like are you into like punk? Are you into R&B? Like what's the genre that
I love like punk music, pop punk music. I love like my folky indie music. That's kind of what I've leaned more towards recently. Mm-hmm. Alternative, wide spectrum. I listen to country, not too much. I don't dabble too far into country, but I do appreciate the music a lot. There's some songs like I'll hear it. I'm like. Me being a person that doesn't normally listen to country, like mm-hmm. I can appreciate it. I'm like, yeah, this is a great song.
Like being parked out by the lake. Yeah.
The one by Santa Fe.
Do you listen more for the beats or more for the lyrics?
A little bit of everything. Column A, column B. There are some times like I will not be so much like listening to the actual song. It'll be playing in the background. But sometimes I can hear like a note or hear like a rhythm and it just kind of sticks with me immediately. Like that's why I like. Love having Shazam on my phone now, like all times.
Yeah.
Because if I hear something, like I will just like I need to save it. Like I need to listen to it over and over and over again. Sometimes it's the lyrics that pull me in, but like there's just like a melody that I'll hear and that just sticks with me. Well, it's like a certain note that I hear, or just like just catchy drum beat or tune. Mm-hmm. But like that's what pulls me in, and like that's why my taste for music is like so everywhere. It's just like I appreciate every single little aspect that builds it.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, Shazam is like the best invention that ever came 100%. From technology.
Can you guys show me how to use Shazam? Because every time I try to use it, it's like, can't find it.
Really?
Can't find it.
Yeah, okay.
So on the newer Beethoven. iPhone, you get like this little button you can use at the top.
Yeah.
And I have that set as Shazam.
Nice.
So if I hold it down, smart. It immediately starts listening to whatever.
Nice. All right. So as part of the interview process, you have to play this game with us. It's called Same Name.
Okay.
So since your name is Matt King, mm-hmm. I figured it only made sense for us to ask you questions about the British monarchy.
Only makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where my mind goes.
All right. Christ almighty. Here we go.
Question number one. Which king of England was so obsessed with cleanliness that he changed his underwear only once a month and considered that frequent? Was it A, Henry VIII, B, Edward I, C, James I, or D, George III?
I'm going to go with D, George III.
So close, but it was C, James I. James thought that, James I.
I didn't know.
Thought that bathing was dangerous to health and proudly only changed his garments once a month.
Ooh.
That James.
Woo. Can I tell you a fun, random, uninteresting fact?
Please.
Can't wait.
You haven't changed yours
for your
in
permission.
A month?
No. But I was having this conversation with Courtney about perfume and cologne, mm-hmm. and she didn't realize that that was like originated around the time that people weren't taking baths frequently.
Yeah.
So they were overpowering their own body odor with the perfume or cologne.
Yep.
And she was like, what? I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And now we have indoor plumbing.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this has been not exciting. But true.
God, Tim, you well sound done. So young in that recording.
I know.
Question number two. In 2004, which item belonging to the British monarchy had to be replaced after 350 years of continuous use? Was it A, the royal bed, B, the coronation spoon, C, the footstool for the monarch's feet, or D, the cushion for the crown jewels?
Oh.
I'm gonna stick with the theme. I'm going to go D.
I like that's that. Right.
Yeah.
The cushion for the crown jewels.
Good job. Well done.
Fun fact, the royal family realized the original had lost its firmness, but was then determined unfit to hold the family jewels. Question number three. King Charles II once kept which of the following as pets in St. James Park, which is the palace, the original palace. Everybody's like, oh, Buckingham Palace. But no, Buckingham Palace was purchased when King George III, who was the one that we fought for independence from, he actually bought that and made it a palace. So St. James is the original palace.
Okay. Start from the top.
So King Charles II.
Those words.
Yeah.
Once kept which of the following as pets in the palace? Was it A, raccoons, B, sloths, C, a giraffe, or D, 24 dogs in matching outfits?
I'm going to go with A, raccoons.
Wait, hold on. Before you say it.
Can Brian guess?
A wasn't it?
No.
Okay. Was it a giraffe?
No.
Sloth.
It was sloth. Yeah.
Wow.
The correct answer is sloth.
Jackal.
Charles
Jackal.
II.
Jackal. It's not jackal.
Charles II was known for his exotic pets, including sloths that confused and terrified the local pigeons.
Slowly.
Stay locked in. We'll be right back with more Podcast Envy.
All right, here we go. Here's the next segment.
Three peas on the pot.
Oh, we have some more sound effects
yeah,
now.
Look at that.
Love it. It's time for three peas on the pod. Brian, what are your three peas for today?
So it's technically four peas tonight.
Yeah.
But three peas on the pod. So we've got three questions or three topics, and each of us comes up with three things that are associated with each topic. Insects that bug you the most.
Ooh. That was a pun.
So am I going to say all three? It's been so long. We haven't done this in a while. Do I do all three or are we doing 1-1-1?
No, we do all three.
Okay. All right.
I'll defer to Tim. I don't remember.
Yeah. Why don't you go first, Bacon?
Ooh,
yeah.
Bacon.
So my three are the lanternfly. Fucking hate
that. That was one of mine.
God, I hate them.
I was very susceptible to the public awareness campaign about them. And every time I see one, I kill it. I even go out of my way to kill those things, man.
Cool.
Second bug, stink bugs. I hate those things.
Yep.
I feel like they're invasive too. I'm not sure if they are, but I feel like they are.
So they, from, I want to say like 10 or 15 years ago, didn't exist here in Northern Virginia.
Yep.
And so they are, you know, the previous lantern fly or whatever.
They randomly show up in my office, nowhere else in the house, just in my office.
Quietly.
My third bug that bugs me is a murder hornet, or hornets in general, I think, are just terrible bugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They sting and they
get those
hurt.
Stingers away from me.
Yeah. So those are my three.
Wow.
Tim, how about you?
Well, I'm going to have to go with something that annoys the crap out of me. It's,
you know what really grinds my gears?
Fruit flies.
Fruit flies are a pain.
I swear, I don't know where they come from. I'm sure they come from the
fruit. They come from God and Jesus.
Right. But, you know, from the, yeah, thank you, Brian. Take us to church. Amen. Annoying. Definitely. The other one, comes out, what is it? Every 7 and 14 years we get the lovely cicadas.
Oh, sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And those
things.
You don't
go out there with a tennis racket and just have fun.
Oh my God. It's like you're driving and it's like, poof, poof,
yeah.
Poof. Poof. You're just hitting them. Last one, cucarachas.
Really?
Yeah. Those things are just the worst.
I grew up with those.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had
Joe's apartment.
Yeah. Especially the
Joe's apartment. I never related more to a movie when I was a kid. I was like, oh my God. I was like,
hey,
they
man.
Get it.
Yeah. In the South.
I wish mine talked.
In the South, they fly.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and yeah, it's
absolutely not.
Oh, it's awful.
No. It's we've drawn not. The line.
Absolutely not. I see one of those. Yeah, you nope.
Yeah.
You here's, have wings? Never
here's my
mind.
Foot. All right, what's yours?
Oh, okay. Number one for me, crickets. There's
really?
Nothing I hate more than like being in the house and just hearing that chirp.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. I was like, I don't kill the cricket. No, don't do that. It's bad luck. But
really?
Like,
do you think someone's playing a prank on you?
That's from what I heard. Oh. It was like killing a cricket.
That explains
very bad
a lot about my life.
I want to say it's a Japanese thing.
But I anytime I find one, I will find it, I will scoop it, and I will get it out of my house.
Hell yeah.
What else you got, Maddie?
Number two, ants.
Yeah.
Really?
Honestly,
I love ants. Just,
you know, the diversity
well,
with our
ants. If you see an when ant, they're inside,
I mean, you were talking about like cucarachas. Like seeing an ant in your house is like the worst thing.
That's also
it's
true.
Like you like you said, like you see one, you know there's way more.
Where's the farm?
I was like, this guy is like, this is the one that, this is a soldier. He's by himself.
He's a scout.
He's a scout. Sorry, yeah, scout. Yep. Scout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the one searching for food right now. So there is apparently a colony somewhere that sent you here.
Kill the scout!
Looking like this, he's on a mission.
All right, what's number three?
Number three, honestly, any bugs that have like too many legs, like millipedes, stuff like that, like those that have like, yeah,
those silver thingies that,
yeah.
Like silverfish,
silverfish. Like too many legs, the creepy crawly kind of thing, like that one. Just like I'll see it walking, I'm like, nope,
yeah,
nope. Where's Timon?
You're sad about this.
That's a hard right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Little tiny silverfish.
Yeah,
Hakuna Matata.
Slimy yet satisfying.
That's a good one.
All right.
Hakuna Matata.
What are your three, Brian?
Great karaoke.
You know, I was surprised that Tim didn't say gnats out there on the baseball field. Gnats used to destroy me in the outfield. I would just have my glove up the whole time, hoping they would leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then they'd get smart. Mosquitoes.
Skeeters. Yeah.
Dude, skeeters damn kill skeeters. Me.
And they carry disease, like malaria.
You don't say.
West Nile.
Yeah.
What was one of the other ones? Outer Banks. Biting flies on the beach.
Those fucking flies.
And it's like, how do you survive out here, bro?
Yeah, man.
What are you eating when I'm not around?
And like when you go to like a horse farm, you see them, or a cattle farm, you see them just like hanging out on their backs, and they're just biting the shit.
Poor horsies.
Yeah.
Gives me the willies. I can't.
Yeah.
They just wave their tails.
Basically anything in my way. Just get out of here.
How dare you interfere?
All right, we'll keep the same circle. Number two.
That's okay.
Number two, favorite movie lines to quote, not movies to quote.
Yeah, so there's a line in Hot Fuzz, which is a movie with Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Directed by Edgar Wright.
Yes, sir.
Where he says, now don't go being a and the guy says...
I think I've heard you say that so many times.
I wouldn't give you the satisfaction. Yeah. That's the best line. Like, I love that. That's so great.
You've got neither the warmth nor the depth. that's a different
That is
quote.
Another one. That's a great line. A second one is from Snatch, which has Brad Pitt and a couple of other.
Yeah.
Do you know what nemesis means? That's one of my favorite lines from that movie.
Mm.
And the third one is also from the same movie, Snatch, when they're parking the little getaway car in front of the bookies. And he's like, oh, I can't park there. It's too tight. And the guy goes, too tight? You could park a fucking jumbo jet in there. Fucking classic line. Love it.
I love the accent too.
Oh, I
felt like I was there. Seeing it again for the first time.
Jet 2 holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Right now, save up to £50 per person. That's up to £200 for a family of four.
Tim, what about you?
Richard, what you do?
I can picture it like it was the first time.
I love
What's that
it?
From?
Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a ton of
when
lines
he backed
in that movie.
Up in the gas station.
Yeah. That's when Richard gets directions. So that's a great movie to quote a ton of stuff. Another good one is when everything just seems to be going wrong. You just have to say, our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh my gosh.
That's
you
Dumb and Dumber.
To the blind kid.
I said I took care of it.
pretty bird. Man.
And then I'll go to the one that I said earlier tonight. And it's, you know, when somebody said something stupid or whatever, it's like, there's a fucking dart in your neck.
Yes. That is awesome.
What movie is that from?
That's from
Old School.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like you, but you're crazy. you're crazy.
That's a good one. All right, Matt.
All right, going off that also, my first one is actually from Old School as well. And it's, you're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yes.
And he cries it at the funeral.
You're my boy, Blue. That's a good one.
That's such a quotable movie. All those.
In the wind.
Another one. Now that I think about it, the tuxedo seemed kind of fucked up.
What does he say? Is that onions?
Just like this farts. I can taste it. Onions and ketchup. Now that I think about it, the tuxedo seemed kind of fucked up.
That's a good one.
Yep.
The fact they were in a line and then he like comes out behind him in the interview.
The one I say all the time is just Bruce Almighty, Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's you didn't really know how to spell it, now you know.
Yep. And that's like literally like anytime I like try to spell it out, that's how I say it. I'm like, oh, now I got it.
Yeah.
But that's one that's always stuck with me too. Like great, great movie. But like that B-E-A-U-T-ful is like how I describe things so many times in a daily basis.
Yeah.
So good.
What you got, B?
Yeah, B.
Dumb and Dumber. Slippy, Swami. Yes. Maybe it's on the briefcase.
Samsonite.
It was here the whole time. So good.
Yeah.
Anytime good. We're like, what's her name? What's his name? Because we've seen him at like five shows ago.
Right.
Well, it's like Slippy, and you're, Samsy.
And you're the king of like, Timmy, like, do you remember what his name was or what her name was? Like whoever it's whoever booked us, whoever the bartender is, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
And like you started keeping a list in your phone, which was great.
Which is helpful.
Because like we both would look at each other and be like, hey, you. Good to see you again.
Yeah. Kind of an obscure one, Indiana Jones, where like you find yourself, and I find myself often in a situation where it's like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. The scene where he's in like the cave and there's the bugs all over and the girl needs to reach into the hole where all the bugs are to flip a switch.
Yeah.
And he looks through the space where she could see him and he goes, we are going to die. And she's like, I don't want to do it. Yeah. It's so good.
Indiana Jones is
freaking
such a
Harrison Ford.
Oh, I love that.
He's so good. I got a couple other ones.
Okay.
We'll do, you know, did you guys ever see Boondock Saints?
Yes.
Willem Dafoe, the moment where Willem Dafoe towards the end is like running it together or figuring it all out. And he goes, there was a firefight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
That is a good one.
Back to the Future 2.
Watch the movie.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Often people are, you know, getting the car, especially in the suburban. Where are we going again? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah. I do the National Lampoons with the kids sometimes when like I have to make like a quick turn or I'm going into like a yellow.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, kids. You know, and like it's like skrr.
I'll do Jurassic Park. Hold on to your butts.
Speaking of Back to the Future, I think I saw it. It was like Back to the Future Day. It's like the day that they went into the future.
Yeah.
It was technically 10 years ago is when they went into the future in the movie, but it was the same exact date as today.
Yeah.
I think I saw it was the first thing I saw this morning. I was like, oh, neat.
Was it 95 or 96?
It was he went to 2015.
October 21st.
Oh, sorry.
October 21st, 2015 is the where he went to in the future.
Yep.
Crazy.
You know, I'm surprised neither of you are like, I can't move over any farther. I'm already pulled over. I'm surprised neither of you guys
This
said
doesn't
that.
Leave the cave.
That's another one, too.
I pulled that the other day, actually.
Yeah, you did.
There are too many quotes to quote. Yeah.
Well, that's hard. It's hard.
Well, I always go to the pull over. No, it's a cardigan, but thank you for noticing.
All right. Last one.
Yep. Sorry.
Been a long peas.
Yeah. Well, there's four Where peas in this pod today. There are. So it's okay.
Bacon. Something about you that might surprise others.
I could only come up with one thing for this.
One?
Yeah. But it's a doozy, so I think it encompasses all three.
Is it your third ball?
No.
Oh.
That's been removed.
Gasp.
Oh. Back no, it's, to normal.
But the nipple's there.
When I was 25.
It's like next.
24, 25. I danced on the stage at Radio City Music Hall with the Rockettes.
What?
No,
what
you talked about this in a prior episode.
I did.
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, what you got?
Oh, boy. Well, first off, can I say I was very surprised that Brian was into classical music when he was younger.
That's safe.
Yeah, I tell you, that was pretty surprising.
Look at his hair. I mean, come on. It screams Mozart.
Didn't used to look like that.
Yeah,
it screams powdered wig.
Yeah.
That's it.
Something that might surprise people about me. Well, I come across as very outgoing when I'm out in public and I'm very personable. I talk and I coach.
You do?
You know, I'm in leadership positions at work. But deep down, I love to just be by myself and be in quiet. Another thing that might surprise people, I don't know if it'll surprise people because, you know, I think we've talked on here that I am a sports nut and I love, you know, anything to do with
you know, essentially more football, golf, baseball, et cetera. Right. But I've really gotten back, and I thank my son for this, into collecting baseball cards.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So what are the top brands now?
Tops rules everything.
Okay.
And Fanatics owns Tops.
What about Fleet?
Fleer is not.
Or Fleer, sorry.
Yeah. Leaf, you mix Leaf and Fleer together. Yeah. But both are, I think Leaf still has some odds and ends products. It's been fun just to kind of like live vicariously through him and be a kid again and be able to get into that. So that's been fun. And I've taken him to a couple card shows recently over at like the Expo Center before it turns into an IKEA.
Only half of it.
Right. But no, that's been fun. I guess that's kind of surprising. I don't know. On to you.
I mean, Brian said it earlier. It's like not a lot of people. I've met a lot of people, make friends. God. But as far as like music goes, like singing stuff like that, it surprises a lot of people. I've realized when they realize that I know how to sing. When I do go out karaoke, or like I'll just be like, "Hey, I'll be right back." I sign up for a song, and people are like, "Holy shit, dude! I didn't know you could sing like that."
Hell yeah!
And I was like, unless you like know me. Like as far as you guys do, it's like people know me. Like you don't really realize. Like I don't go around singing all the time, but
So one of the things, actually, one of my things that might surprise people is that I don't like particularly karaoke.
Yeah,
because for me, like I sing all the time, right? But there are outside of those moments where like someone might bring you on stage, or like you just have an opportunity to sing in front of people. It's not a thing that you do. So people don't expect that from you.
Yeah.
And karaoke is usually one of those things where people that don't typically sing or can't sing well get together.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll do karaoke
or whatever. Plebes, they get together and try
it's
to
just like a fun social
like
thing.
Lords.
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't know. But then you go up there and they're like, holy shit. And then the next person's like, I don't want to go, you know.
Yeah, how do I follow that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you can't sing and you can sing very well.
I say, like, I've loved music for a long time.
I've been blessed.
Like singing. I don't know. I don't
by God
blessed,
and Jesus.
Like, I don't try to toot my own horn. I don't. I was
stay
like,
blessed.
I think I have a decent
you can
voice.
Sing. You
I think
can.
I have a decent voice. And when you tell me I have a good voice, it makes always makes me feel better.
We did harmonies like, on Hulu and Do You.
We did.
Yeah.
Was it good for you?
This is Podcast Envy.
I don't have to do all my P's.
You're good. No, I want to hear all your P's.
I want to hear.
Don't cut right, mine thing, and keep yours.
I love cooking.
Cooking is so fun.
Cooking is one of my favorite things to do. And
why would people be surprised then?
I don't know. Because I don't talk about it.
Because you don't cook for everybody.
I don't cook for everyone.
Yeah.
No, but like that's one thing I thoroughly enjoy doing at home by myself. I love, like, I know, like I'll post like meals and stuff like that here and there that I make.
Oh,
like,
I see.
I love cooking. My new thing now is how can I make this but make it healthier?
Yeah.
And like I will do everything that I can.
Yeah.
Like it's
do you play music in the background?
Oh, I always have music in the background. Well, that's me being ADHD in general. I always have to have something in the background. I think that's why my reason way up now is like having to focus. It's like having 20 tabs open at the same time and not knowing where the music is coming from. Like,
sure.
Like I have to have something in the background because my brain is everywhere. So if I hear that music, that's taking one part of my brain and that's got control. That's my way of having grip with reality. Like I can hear that and then I can focus on doing something else, but I always have to be doing more than one thing. So if there's music in the background, that's why it's always been easier for me to like do something else.
Sure.
Like I can't do, if I'm just like, let me focus on this.
Well, like
and do it might take me a little bit.
That one part of your brain that just needs that.
Yeah.
And then you can focus
why,
better.
That's why it just goes smoother
cooking.
And smoother and smoother. Like, yeah. So I love cooking and playing music and cooking. It's even better. Even
now,
better.
when you're making music, do you think you would need a cooking show in the background or what?
I mean, I could try it. We're going to call it Food Envy.
We're going to cut this onion.
We got Radio Envy. We got Podcast Envy. Now we have Food Envy.
Oof.
So has working in the restaurants inspired your cooking?
I have definitely learned so many things over the years
imagine.
From being
no
in the
doubt.
Kitchen. Like I've learned how to make a lot of dishes in the restaurant by myself sometimes because like, well, on the fly, you need to do something if the kitchen's not there. Normally they're always there. No, we can always do it. But like, I like to know how to make the dishes myself. And I've tried to make it a point of like learning how to take a shift to just learn how to cook things.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing, I want to know how to make it at home.
Sure.
Better for me. But it's also better in case, like, hey, if something were to happen and I needed to get this done real quick and no one's around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've learned so many things. I've always watched cooking videos. My uncle, chef, he's been cooking for a very long time. Mm. He's the one that, like, taught me so many things as I was growing up. Him, learned a lot of stuff from my grandmother as well. Big, like, cooker, baker, all that. But I love cooking so much. Like, food in general has, like, always been my big thing.
Nice.
Like, I'm a huge foodie. Yeah. Like, I love, like, finding a new place and checking it out and, like, telling my friends about it. Yeah. Like, you guys pay attention to my stories all the time.
If you have questions about where to eat or like, what's new in music, Matt's the guy.
Yeah.
True
story.
I guarantee you he will turn you on to something fantastic you didn't even know existed. And he doesn't, it just comes from his toes. It comes from his fucking core. It doesn't even make sense. It's just a part of who you are. And that is your gift to the world. Yeah, and I love that about you very much.
Music, food, everything like that. Just those are my cores, like my key points. And like it's what drives me and keeps me going. And those things, I've brought them together for many years to help me keep continuing what I'm doing. And I love it.
All right. Yeah. What's your third thing that might surprise people about you?
Sometimes people don't realize that I was a big theater kid as well.
Really? Big what?
Theater. Like musicals and stuff like that.
Hell yeah, brother.
Sometimes it throws people off a little bit.
Yeah.
But I love like musicals, like Disney movies, stuff like that. It's like that's my bread and butter. It's
good stuff.
It's weird, but like I can sing all the songs, know all the songs, know all the notes, like everything like that.
Yeah.
But like from what I listen to, because I'll listen to a lot of hard music and stuff like that. And then I'll play like a Disney track
and then it is surprising.
Word for word.
The seaweed is always greener. No,
Tarzan, sure.
Phil Collins. Yeah. That's a soundtrack I can listen to front and back over and over again. I love that movie.
It really is.
Phenomenal.
Is that it?
What about you, B?
I don't know.
What
about you, B? I wasn't as excited.
I thought there was more to it. Okay, sorry.
What you got, B?
I love that you're here. And I love that you shared all of those things.
Tim's holding my hand right now and you have to watch it.
That's three times in one night. God.
For three peas in the pod. What you got,
hold
babe?
My hand. Well, so much like for...
I'm gonna hold your hand.
The context or at least talking in the space of cooking. One thing that annoys... especially Courtney, but surprises other people. What? I love eating raw onion. Like when I'm like chopping onions or like cutting up fresh ingredients.
Oh yeah.
Like I'll try like a fresh jalapeno that I just chopped or an onion or just like something that might be weird. They're like, you're not going to eat that cooked. And I'm like, no.
Well, like, are you eating it like an apple or are you just like, hey, I'm chopping it up. I'm like, giving myself a little taste.
Just takes a bite out of it like an apple.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that would be weird. Like but if like you're, if you're chopping up,
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. I try often when I cook at home, I'll try like a portion of every ingredient that I kind of put together.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to like spices.
It's a chef's tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
It's a good way of looking at it. Like I said, I'm not big on karaoke. You know, I think I was big on it when I was younger before I started playing guitar and playing out as often. And then now when people, you know, they assume that I want to do karaoke and they're like, come on out, you know, so-and-so's whatever. And you get out there and you're like, why don't you guys sing? You know,
yeah, I'll watch you.
We'll just have fun.
Yeah.
Because if I get up there and they're like, holy shit, where'd this guy come from? And I'm like, that's not why I want to be here. I want to be here to like everybody else to enjoy it. And
I believe it in God love.
So anyway, just a thing that surprised a buddy of mine not too long ago is that when I crack a can, I turn my key to the left.
Oh, yeah.
And that stems from another friend of mine that we used to, you know, we would drink together at my house often.
Mm.
And we would forget whose was whose after a certain point in the evening.
Right.
And so I would turn mine to the left. And then a buddy, that same guy that I'm talking about, he would turn his to the right. It was like, why do you turn yours to the left? I turn mine to the right. Anyway,
look what you've rubbed off on me.
See,
it all the time now.
Are you that guy?
I do it all the time.
Another thing that might surprise people, because the karaoke was kind of a cop out. I didn't have braces growing up.
Really? Yeah, I didn't have them either.
And I've, you
let
know,
me see.
My teeth are a little jacked.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they're not. And it's very strange to me when people come up to me and say, you know, they like when I finish a gig,
yeah,
solo acoustic, and they're like, oh, this and that. It's usually older women. And they're like, and you have very straight teeth. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why is that a thing you point out?
I've gotten that before too. And I was just like, well, how long do you have braces for? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I never
like,
had
is that
braces.
Your end?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I never did. And like, sometimes that flabbergasts people. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's such a weird question to ask.
So yeah, so there's our three peas on the pod.
Yeah.
Stay locked in. We'll be right back with more Podcast Envy.
I'm ready for this game.
All right, here's the game.
All right.
You ready? So what we're going to do now is we're going to give you a name.
Okay.
And you have to determine if it's a Steely Dan song.
Samsonite.
Or if it's a Applebee's Jackal. Signature cocktail.
Ooh, okay. Swanson.
Yeah.
All right, so number one. Blues Beach, is that an Applebee's signature cocktail or is that a Steely Dan song?
Is it first Beach. To answer gets the point?
No, whoever answers correctly gets the point.
I'm going to say Steely Dan.
Steely
song.
Dan.
I'm going to go Applebee's.
Timmy's right. It's an Applebee's.
Went against my instinct.
Question number two, is Blue Aloha Mana, is that an Applebee's signature cocktail or is that a Steely Dan song?
With the blue
I
stuff.
Thought Blue Aloha was a Applebee's cocktail, but what did you say the full thing was?
Blue Aloha Mana.
I'm going to go with Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
I know a Blue Aloha is a Applebee's cocktail, but the last part does not make sense.
You're all incorrect. It is actually an Applebee's cocktail.
Oh, I didn't know there was more after. I thought it was just a Blue Aloha.
Hold my hand for this one.
Number three, Captain Bahama Mama.
Oh, that's an Applebee's.
That's an Applebee's cocktail.
Yes.
Steely Dan.
That is an Applebee's cocktail.
I know that one.
I'm already in. I'm going home with nothing.
Number four, a Black Friday. Is that an Applebee's cocktail or is that a Steely Dan?
Metallica.
Steely Dan.
I'm going to go with Steely Dan.
Crapplebee's.
Tim and Maddie King are right. It's a Steely Dan song.
Amazing.
You're like me with the last game that you had. Ofer.
Yeah. All right, next
What's
question.
What's this one?
Number five. Midnight Cruiser. Is that an Applebee's song or a Steely Dan?
Steely Dan.
Is it an Applebee's song
or Steely Dan cocktail?
Yeah, Steely Dan.
Steely Dan cocktail.
I'll take a point.
All right, Steely you all Dan. Got a point on that. My bad. Number six. Cuervo Mucho, that an Applebee's cocktail?
Applebee's.
Or a Steely Dan song?
McDonald's in Europe.
Applebee's.
You're waiting on me?
Yeah.
I'm 0 for 7.
No, you're 2
come
for
on.
7.
You're 2 for 7.
2?
You're doing good. Yeah, we all got a last point.
Are we sharing points?
Yes.
Number 7, Fire in the Hole. Is that an Applebee's cocktail or a
fire out the hole would be the Applebee's one.
Yeah. After having Brian's jerky,
I think that's an Applebee's cocktail.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Steely.
Steely.
That's a Steely Dan song. Number eight, Tipsy Zombie. Is that an Applebee's cocktail?
That's an Applebee's cocktail.
I would agree.
Applebee's.
Yeah, you all got that.
It's perfect for Halloween.
Dollaritas. Is it a Steely Dan song?
I feel like this one is really easy.
Okay. And we'll all get it wrong.
A Gaucho. Is it an Applebee's signature drink or is that a Steely Dan song? Gaucho.
I believe he was a dictator of some sort.
Gaucho?
Somewhere. Wasn't he in the cartel or something?
Isn't that when you get that pain in your foot?
In the arch.
It's gout.
Gout.
Oh.
That's what you say when you stub your toe.
Gout. It's the male version. Gaucho.
Oh, yeah. Ah, Gaucho. Thank you.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Yeah, I'll go Steely.
Yeah, you're all right. Steely Dan.
All right.
It sounded right. It felt right.
It did indeed. Final one, Shark Bowl. Is it an Applebee's signature Applebee's.
Is that the one where Applebee's. You get the grenadine that comes out of the shark's mouth?
Applebee's.
You get that from Glory Days, actually.
Oh, it's that?
Shark. Yeah. That's called a shark attack, actually. Okay, that was my first job. I would know.
He would know.
That was my first job. Never forget it.
That was close.
Well done.
Applebee's.
Yep.
That's correct. It is an Applebee's drink. So Tim is the winner. Maddie King, second place. Thank you. Brian, third place.
Oh, I'm happy to take it.
Good game, everybody.
That's what I heard.
It's this or that.
This or that. I love you.
This or that.
We practice this, guys.
All right. Welcome to another fun evening of this or that. Matt, you are our guest of the evening. And for that, you are in the hot seat. So it is an A or B situation.
Okay.
So you can only choose one of the two.
C.
Outcomes. Yeah, C. You ready?
C.
All right. These are in no particular order. Italian food or Chinese food?
Chinese food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chinese
like,
food.
Like anytime food, right?
Yeah, I can eat that anytime. Like what's Italian food, you gotta be in the mood for Italian.
So of,
it's great, but...
Of the options that are out there for Chinese food,
yeah,
do you have a consistent go-to?
Like what dish do I get?
Mm-hmm.
Orange chicken.
Are you a football or a hockey season guy? I mean, they're both same time, but like, what do you focus on?
I love hockey, I do, but football is my number one, for sure. Love it.
What's your team?
My team is the Broncos. Ooh. I'm sure you all guys saw that amazing comeback.
It was a great one against the Giants.
This past weekend, I was like
on the edge of my seat
watching. Oh, yeah, I'm sure playing against the Giants. Like, you guys love seeing that.
Next one. Date a celebrity or be a celebrity?
I'd rather be a celebrity.
Yeah.
And date a celebrity, my current status, like that's a lot of pressure.
Right?
That's a lot to take on. Because you're not, it's just, it's so much extra things you gotta worry
about.
Different. You're always in the eye.
You know what it makes
me think
of?
It's not something that I'm used to.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, when he did the skit, when he was dating Oprah Winfrey and he's like crying into like $100 bills. Yeah.
Well, once I'm the celebrity, I can date as many celebrities as I want. I mean,
there you go.
It doesn't say that I can after that, right?
Well, no. It makes me think of people.
I gotta
like,
adjust to that lifestyle before I start trying to.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out if I'm the celebrity. If I'm like dating one, then I have to like figure that out like on the spot over and over again. It's
honestly,
so
if you dated a celebrity, you would become the celebrity.
I mean,
you're
right.
While.
Sure,
well,
right.
And now that you've been on this podcast, you are a celebrity.
I was before. That's why you guys invited me.
That's right.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
Next question: skydive or deep sea dive?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a tough one because either way, you're like, it's.
I think I want to sky.
That's a rush.
Deep sea diving. It's there's so much to explore, so much to see, but also that terrifies me as well. There's so many things down there.
You're like trying to sign. Like, how far down are we again?
Yeah, it's fucking. Huge as the world is,
my thing stopped
working.
There's
so much we have not explored, really, in the ocean.
Sure,
that's terrifying.
Yeah,
terrifying. I would rather skydive.
Okay,
honestly.
So you're not afraid of heights?
Not afraid of heights.
Okay, and so you're less afraid of heights than
subjectively the dark abyss,
than the claustrophobia of being in the water and the unknown,
and then like not like it depends how deep we're going. If it starts getting dark, I'm like, nah, absolutely not.
Ghost someone or be ghosted?
Ooh.
You make me answer this on like live.
Cause we've all been in similar situations.
Been ghosted.
Yeah, I've been ghosted too.
And I would rather not do that again.
Right.
So I would rather be the one the ghost. And I can say I've done it before.
Yeah.
But
the truth, you heard it here first, Podcast Envy, episode 224.
Not proud of it. I've done it, but
it happens.
Sometimes it makes sense.
Sometimes
you can't explain, like you recognize that the individual you're communicating with is not picking up what you're putting down.
Yep.
It's like, how much longer can I actually have this conversation? before it starts to land.
Exactly.
I got you. So you'd rather ghost. Last question.
All right.
So you're walking around the house.
Naked.
Socks or barefoot?
It
could be naked. I don't know.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, cause you're just like, get these feet prisons off of me. Yeah.
Feet prisons?
Well, I don't like walk in my house and immediately just take my socks and socks off.
I'm talking
if I'm like, if it's like I wake up in the morning, I don't sleep with socks on.
Oh yeah, I don't either.
No, I just like I don't think I take my socks on for very long. Yeah, no, I don't take my shoes off immediately.
So your
socks
barefoot.
Are on for a little bit, and then I take them off and I'm barefoot. Yeah.
Now, what about like being around outside in your backyard or walking, you know, around somewhere?
I'd rather walk around with socks off because I do not want to just. If you step in something wet, nothing's worse than stepping in something wet with socks on.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Kind of ruins it.
I just feel like I need to peel my skin off at that point. Like it's so uncomfortable.
You're like, why did I agree to do this?
Yeah.
Sucks. All right. Well, what are we doing?
Sandwiches.
Is that it? Sandwiches.
So, Matty King, if anybody wanted to maybe follow you on socials to get the latest things that you're cooking or any of the latest music that you're listening to or maybe promoting as you go into 2026, writing some new stuff, how can they get to you?
Instagram, I am at batting 1000, BATTINGATHOUSAND.
Okay. Period.
Because I am always batting 1000. Was never a baseball guy, but that was the one that stuck with me when I made that IG. It's been my original IG handle.
Well, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Matty
man.
King, thank you so much for coming. You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime to come back.
I'll be here next week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Just listening.
Do you want to say it?
Do I want to say it?
Yeah.
What
somebody say something.
Sing us home.
Podcast Envy is a production of Bacon Wave Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV. Follow us on TikTok at Podcast.Envy. Join our Patreon at Patreon.com/PodcastEnvy. Follow, like, and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Send us your feedback and more at PodcastEnvy.com. A Bacon Wave podcast production.